Today, from the Ohio Newsroom, building a Rolling Hills Hollywood.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. This weekend, Superman will soar into theaters, and Ohioans might find some of the scenery the superhero flies over familiar. The movie was filmed in parts of Cleveland and Cincinnati. Now, another region of Ohio is hoping to bring Hollywood to their neck of the woods. Erin O'Neill is spearheading the Mid-Ohio Valley Entertainment Commission to increase filmmaking in Southeast Ohio. Hi, Erin.
Hello, Kendall. Thank you for speaking with me.
Thank you for sharing your movie-making aspirations with us. Please give us your pitch. Why should the next blockbuster come to Southeast Ohio?
When you pull up a map of Ohio and you look at the film commissions that currently exist, you will notice a gaping hole in the southeast region of the state. We don't really have any representation in the film and entertainment industry. So we just kind of wanted to get in the game because we feel like we have something to offer. Our area is just rich with beautiful landscapes, rolling hills, like you mentioned, and we have Wayne National Forest. We have so much history. We have a real chance to get on the stage and prove who we are in this industry.
I know that you're in the early stages of forming this commission, but tell us, what exactly will it do? How can you make the region more attractive for filmmakers?
I've worked with and spoken with some filmmakers who have wanted to bring productions here, but they have had a hard time navigating the resources, you know, trying to figure out who's in charge of permitting and maybe the public safety aspects of things. And who do you talk to get a road shut down? It just helps to have a centralized office and a centralized group of people who have compiled this database of information that's easily accessible, and they don't have to be driving all over town when they get here and asking those questions.
Let's talk about tax credits. What kind of incentives does the state have to lure filmmakers from LA or Atlanta, those major hubs from film production, to Ohio?
You know, Ohio is working its way up to being competitive. I believe our cap currently is $30 million. We're trying to raise the cap on that because not only is it lucrative to the filmmakers, but obviously it's something that we as Ohioans want to see helping our local economies and our local talent. So it's just enticing to people who are looking outside of the East Coast or the West Coast.
Beyond just those economic gains that you mentioned to hotels and businesses, what are your hopes for how movie making can benefit Southeast Ohio?
For whatever reason, people just like to know that a movie or a TV show or something has been made in their area. It makes them feel kind of special. So, you know, not only is there that sense of pride for those of us who live here, but it would draw in people who are curious, who want to come and visit.
That's Erin O'Neill, Marietta Councilwoman and leader of the Mid-Ohio Valley Entertainment Commission. Thank you so much, Erin.
Thank you, Kendall.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you on Monday.